Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, special guest Young Dolphin. It's time for Big Facts. God damn it. What's up, everybody?
What's up with my boy?
Everybody good?
For sure.
Everything they won?
Fantastic.
Dolph, man. What you been on, bro?
Shit, it worked.
You know, I was going to hit your phone when you, and I think this is over with. You had, what went on that day when you was talking about you was going to retire? I'm like, what Dolph got going on?
I'm
going
to keep it real, bro. Nigga be geek.
You was geek, and I told, shot the swamp. Geek, yeah.
And I be having, I'm juggling a lot of different shit, you know what I'm saying? Doing shit,
yeah.
Not just the music shit. Over the pandemic, and over last year, over the pandemic, I invested in two big ass companies and shit. And I'm like, bro, this shit gonna make me $1 billion.
Right.
So I'm like, music, that shit in my way. Like, I gotta still get that shit time and focus. I'm like, I'm finna just stop this shit and just focus on nothing but this. Bro, I got all kind of hate messages.
Text messages from
my family members, fans, and DM. Text message from my niggas, my kinfolk and shit. Yeah. They like, bro, you bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, wake like, up tomorrow when that, all that shit done wore out. Like, bro, hell nah, I can't quit doing music. You know what
I feel like, take a nigga like Snoop Dogg. Much money as he getting, much other shit he doing, he still gonna make some music for the fans.
Yeah, at least not be, every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then. It might not be your priority no more, but
I can't do it. I'm gonna keep it real. I can't do it because really, just real talk, it's like I'm the spokesperson for all of the street niggas and all of the niggas that's on some independent shit and really coming to game on some shit like, you know what I'm saying? The niggas that really want to do this shit, but like, I don't want to tie myself no major label. I'm going to do this shit on my own. I'm going to hustle this shit. I'm going to grind out. Like, it's just like everything else. You got some niggas that don't want to take the route that everybody else take. You know what I'm saying? The nigga be like, shit, I'm going to do this shit like my way. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I can't let them fall down, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I'm they motivated. It's like, hell no, nah, they be needing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people come to me and tell me this shit all the time. You know what I mean? Niggas from Detroit, niggas from Chicago, Memphis niggas for a fact, goddamn Cali niggas, everybody be like, bro, you what you doing this shit, you done did this shit, bro. Like, bro, that's what we trying to do, that's what I'm trying to do, that's what they're trying to do. It's like, I gotta keep motivating you.
Like, you letting them down if you quit. The Dolph way. That's what they call it. Like, I'm trying to go the Dolph way.
Fuck the 22 minutes. Like, exactly, bro. Like, so it's like, hell no. You know what I mean? I really keep motivating these folks because you're gonna be somebody to come behind me and gonna do this shit even bigger. And that's what I'm setting this shit up for. Like, I don't have game. Just being in the streets, you be like, bro, niggas had game and shit from they niggas. Like, doing this and doing that with a nigga over here, but you want everybody to holler at you, but they know the same nigga, but you wanna keep shit a secret. They're like,
Like you the plug.
Yeah, all that old shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but nigga, this shit be right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the next street. Yeah. You know what I mean? The nigga pulling up, you telling out, y'all hold on, stay right here, me go holler to my man, bro. Everybody know that nigga, bro. Sure. Like you just on
some, like the nigga serving you like, to serve them. Like
it's like it's just everything is crazy. Secret. Nigga, if you want to keep shit a secret. And with this shit, it, like I ain't never been a secret ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? With helping niggas get some money or seeing niggas come up, it like I just like to see niggas ball. Mm. So it's like shit, this shit right here, Front Street. You know what I mean? Niggas see, like, oh, dog doing this shit, bro. Like, oh, yeah, I'm doing it. Y'all can do this shit, too.
Mm. So, like, with the independent shit or whatever, are you still independent? Did you, like,
find
a deal that worked for you? Or, like, what's the status of that, like, right now, I'm right here to this day?
Right now to this day, you look at everything that ever came out from me or any of my artists, that shit always just paper out on that shit. You know what I mean? Paper out empire. It ain't no... I ain't gonna lie and say I ain't thought about it. You know what I mean? Cause I was this close to doing this shit, but I always go back just like my mentality. It's like,
so why
know,
has it never
like,
made
nigga
sense
right here
for
on my
you?
Shoulder. Yeah. Nigga right here be like, bro, they wanna give you a whole lot of money. Bro, they gonna help you do this and do that and do this. You can use them to do this and do that. Then be the nigga,
what the other nigga be saying?
Like, bro, you really don't need that shit. You already got the motion going on, bro. Like, you doing and got everything niggas doing and got, bro. And it's like, oh, now you got niggas that it ain't just you no more. It's like, bro, you got more niggas. Just you done turned niggas into millionaires, bro. Like, how many niggas can say that? Like, I done turned other rappers into millionaires without using a major label. Everybody, like, they sign niggas, they sign them to their major label. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't never had to do that shit. I ain't never had to put my artists in no major label system, no none of that shit. Like, now, I'm finna turn you up.
You think you'll take the bag, like, when you on your way out? Like, I'm finna get ready to quit. I'm gonna take the bag.
I don't know. I really can't say. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because I don't know, bro. You know what I mean? But I still got these relationships with all these folks at these major labels. So, it's like, I ain't the type of nigga that's gonna just burn bridges, like, oh, fuck it. I don't never need y'all. I ain't like, hell no. Like, business is business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might wake up tomorrow and be like, man, I'm finna get ready to do this deal just cause it makes sense and I'm finna use this shit to do something. You know what I mean? Either way it go, I ever do a deal, that shit gonna be in my favor. It's gonna be how I want it. I'm gonna keep all my masters. I'm still gonna be independent. Just I'm gonna have a partnership.
So with independent, you saying like, When your shit go to radio, you spend your money on radio.
Exactly.
When your shit got down, all your marketing money, all that shit coming out your pocket.
Man, I'm finna blast a new single this week. God damn it. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, real talk, bro. Like, this shit, it is what it is.
So.
It's just like reeing up, though. Basically. You look at it like reeing up, like being in the street. Like,
it take money to make money.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Gamble big, but I always gamble big. Like, and I always gamble on myself. I'm gonna gamble big as a motherfucker. Like, I don't give a damn, cause I don't supposed to be here. How I look at that shit, I don't supposed to be here, bro.
Where that came from? Like, you came in the gang thing like that, or you when you got in, you realized, fuck that, I'm gonna do it independent.
I came in like that for sure. Like, I want to be independent. I want to be independent. But the more I did this shit, the more knowledge I got. The more it's just like everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. You be having your mind what you want to do, but like you be having to figure that shit out. You got to fuck up so many times and fuck up and fuck up and then be like, okay, I really didn't fuck up. I just taught myself. You know what I'm saying? And like, okay, now I got this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a lot of niggas, you got some niggas going to gamble like a motherfucker on themselves and some niggas ain't. You got some niggas going to have the paper, but they going to fuck it off on looking good for the bitches or looking good for niggas that don't give a fuck about them, you know what I'm saying? Or impress niggas that don't give a fuck about them or getting high or doing like all this shit cool, but it's like I know how to gamble on me too. Like I'm done mastered that shit.
Well, artists and shit, bro, how important do you think hits is? A lot of niggas make good music, but like you had a hit, you had like Preach, you was on that California record, you was on them OT Genesis record. So obviously, you know, the money different, the pub different, but how important is it to make a hit record? You gotta make good music too, but how important is a hit record?
It depends on what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of artist you trying to be? Cause it's like right now, I don't know, but it's like it depends on what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, hits.
Did Preach change your life? Your life was what it was, but in certain aspects.
When Preach came out, I was on the road crazy.
You was moving,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? I was
for
on
sure.
the road crazy, and I was probably getting like 25,000, 30,000 a show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When Preach came out,
it was a 50
it
piece.
Made that shit go up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, My folks had to turn people down, like, bro, he can't do it this day, this weekend, because it's booked. You can't do it that weekend, because it's booked. Like, it just had, it added to that shit like a motherfucker. But it's always about what you do around that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always what you do around that shit. You know what I mean? Because even with behind that, like, Preach was cool, but I feel like Get Paid made me even more, like, that shit, it turned the notch up even a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think you just got to have that catalog. Them hit records, that shit is cool, but you got to be focused on having fun with this shit. Like, you having fun, the hit song's going to come, the booking's going to come, the money, all this shit, everything going to come. You having fun and doing what you want to do, bringing folks into your world, like, they fuck with you. They coming into your world. You ain't just reaching it into everybody else's world or trying to figure out this, or let me rap like this nigga, let me sound like this nigga, let me dress like this nigga, like, shit, that shit gonna come.
So, like, even going back to, like, when you were talking about your artist and stuff like that, my question to you is, back in the day, like, when we used to be at the Brick Factory with Gucci and you coming up under that and seeing how he kind of, like, molded all of these artists and put them out and, you know, like, kind of cultivated their relationships and their, hey, how you doing? And they're like, all of their stuff or whatever. How did that help you become the CEO that you are and basically give your young niggas a chance to and know what to do with them as far as, like, what they had going on?
This shit, man, being around Gucci them years, them early years, and I fuck with Gucci for that because it's like, like, I always appreciate and fuck with niggas when they do some shit they ain't really have to do. Like, everybody was signed to Gucci, but I had never did no deal with him, never signed with him, no, none of this shit. But he ain't let that shit stop him from being like, oh, Red Dog, that my boy, this my nigga, bro.
I'm still gonna fuck with you and show you
away. It's like, we fuck with each other so hard that people still thought that, oh, he about to be signed with Gucci.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, anything and everything I'm around, I'm gonna learn from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what it is, like, I'm gonna take what I need to take out of that shit and learn from it. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was like some shit in the early stage, and it like, well, that shit was, you know what I mean? It was black, you know what I'm saying? Like, with black coming right, that's how I first met black, you know what I mean?
At
I
remember the Brick
Factory. Gucci like, bro, man, this nigga black, bro, even to pull up, bro, this nigga star, bro, why would you see this nigga, bro? Bro, this nigga, bro, he, you know what I'm saying? Like, why fuck with you hard? So he like,
let me ask you something, did you shake the cup?
I don't drink.
Yo, hey, you niggas be falling asleep. This nigga, he'll be like waiting off of, man. This nigga sleep.
It was a couple niggas, bro. It was a couple niggas that really did, for real, do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got some folks do it for a trend. Some folks, that was just a nigga real life. Bro, I used to come to Atlanta. But my book bag,
rags
on.
Bring my smoke. Bring me some little pints of drink, and just sit in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Just sit in Atlanta, like, buy features, get beats, call screen, bro. I need you to do a tape for me. You know what I'm saying? Just be down here, just like working. You feel what I'm saying? Like, trying to get the fuck away.
I couldn't do it, but them niggas be poured to a dog, bro. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Motherfucking Pee Wee and Thug, they were right with me.
Yeah,
bro.
For sure. What?
Everybody went, nigga was playing with that drink.
Everybody sleep.
Nigga was playing with that drink.
Dead. Pee Wee and the Thug, studio.
They drugging hard. They right with a nigga.
Rock stars.
Yeah.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What you think that you brought to this industry with you from the street to help you move, but like go up that other niggas don't have? Like, you know what I'm saying?
My story, just really just the shit I went through. You know what I'm saying? All the pain shit, all the shit, just taking this shit out. It's so much shit nigga went through, bro. And it's like, you got to take the shit out somewhere. You got to let it out somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I chose to let that shit out of my hustle. Like, I'm going to hustle hard so I can get as much money as I can so I can take care of everybody so people won't have to go through this shit. So people won't have to go through not having shit or looking at everybody else having fun and you ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a part of the struggle, bro. And it's like, I just always been like, man, I'm just helping many people I can. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I done helped so many people, bro. I don't even realize how many people I know.
You don't even remember.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Real talk. It's like, it was someone like my boys, my niggas, the young niggas and shit. Like, nigga be like, bro, you had bought me these shoes, bro, when I was in fourth grade.
I forgot about that.
I ain't no shit. Like, I don't.
Real shit.
They like, be like, damn, you for real? Like, and I it's like.
No cap.
I swear to God, bro. And like, I just forget about the shit. You know what I'm saying? It just be like.
Cause I ain't doing it to tell nobody. Bro. I ain't do this shit to tell nobody or to remember or over your head.
Not for no Instagram shit. Not for no none of this shit. Like, I don't know. It just
I did it because it was in my
like
heart
that.
To do it.
Like, I just feel like I posted did that shit. You know
how you
saying?
Deal with entitlement though? Like people feel like
that shit the worst, bro. That shit the worst, bro. Like, but you real deal got homeboy feel like, bro, you supposed to pull up and get them 500,000 and just cause they your nigga and you been knowing them years and years and years. Like, bro, you supposed to pull up, bro. Give me a $250,000, bro. Just throw me a $500,000. Let me go and do my thing. And bro, I can't do them a look at a nigga like.
You could do something
you
for a nigga.
You dead serious or you just bullshit? Like, that's how you
dead serious.
Listen, bro, you can do serious. Something for a nigga, right? He'll stop doing for himself. Only thing he'll do for himself is
ask you for
worry
more.
About what you ain't doing. This is my job now, is worry about what you ain't doing for me. That's some deep shit.
But what about all the shit you been doing for a nigga?
Up until that
before
point.
Before you become Young Dolphin, you was just Dolphin in the hood and you was just, you know what I mean? Like, what about all that shit? Like, what about, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just fucked up, bro. I ain't gonna even lie.
World
it's like, bro, niggas just fucked up, bro. Everybody be feeling entitlement, like, real talk. Like,
cause I
especially
know
niggas, bro. Like, nigga, my sisters and them ain't like that, bro. And these females. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, my little brother and them ain't like that. These nigga blood brothers. Like, bro, they hate to ask a nigga for something or fix their mouth to, like, hey, bro, fuck with me on this or give me this or help me do it. Like, bro, I had to literally see goddamn like, oh, they need some help. Let me go and just do this right here.
So you take that shit offense when a nigga pull up on you, like, you see a nigga in the hood and like, give me some.
Really like, fuck a nigga, bro.
That shit make a nigga feel funny. Nigga tell me, give me some, bro. That shit the worst shit ever.
Really like, give you some, what, nigga?
Give you what, right?
I'm just saying, like, what? Like some press, slick press shit. Give
yeah,
you what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It be on some
yeah,
shit like, I'd be like, you for real? You just bullshitting. Like, I had to sit and look at a nigga for about 10 seconds and see they for real. Like, you got to go and tell a nigga, bro, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice, like.
A little louder for the niggas in the back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, let that shit circulate. Let that shit go and circulate. Because, you know, nigga talk. Nigga finna go. Man, every nigga like.
It's oh, gonna
get right back to
too.
You. It's gonna go all the way through the everybody and gotta gonna make it wait. Bro, what's name say fuck you and you don't fuck with? It's gonna be some sauce put on that shit. I said fuck you, but the nigga it's gonna get back to me. That nigga say fuck you told the nigga fuck you, you don't fuck with him, fuck him, he folks all this shit. Like, bro, you know, he ain't matter, bro. Like, if that's what it means, that's what it means.
And that's what it's gonna take to keep this nigga away from me, bro. All y'all niggas stay over there. Like,
did you ever have a chance? Like, I know you say you were retired, but you ever had a chance, like, in your career, like, man, I quit this shit.
Being independent, bro, that shit just, even like, you be trying to figure this shit out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because even when you get to growing up, you make your first $1 million, you be like, bro, this shit ain't shit. Like, bro, I need $10 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it be like, bro, you really just be straining and pulling your head on trying to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Then once you figure this shit out and get to where you trying to go in a comfortable place where it like, bro, that shit, you got the shit kind of how you want this shit. It's like, I had to go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? It's always the next level. Niggas don't be understanding that shit. You know what I mean? But it's always the next level.
Fact.
You know what I mean? But my whole thing, I ain't never want to be the biggest rapper, no none of that shit. I just want to get the money, bro, so I can turn everybody else up. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I sacrificed Young Dolph. You know what I mean? Because, shit, if I can get the money off Young Dolph, Adolph Thornton gonna go turn up everybody. You know what I mean? And make 10 niggas that's way bigger than Young Dolph ever wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. And that make you the biggest shit. For real, for real.
I don't know, bro. I just fucked up in the head, bro. Like, they go to radio, niggas. Radio team calling right there. I swear to God. Nigga,
they call for that paper.
Bro,
you got it ready for it.
Man.
You got it ready for it now.
Hey, so
OC.
if a rapper get him a few hundred, what's some shit you would like? It's the paper route, like, what's some shit you would tell them to do to get to that mill and get to the multi mills? Like, give them a little bit of a blueprint or some game. Like, what would you tell?
Bro, you gotta stay hungry, dog.
Stay hungry. It ain't no blueprint.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't hungry.
Bro,
you ain't gonna get it.
You gotta stay hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas get $250,000, $100,000. Mm-hmm. Don't let them get $1 million. God forbid they touch $10 million.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you gotta stay hungry.
Mm.
Like, it ain't no stop. It ain't no on and off switch. That motherfucker, the switch gotta stay on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you gotta take shit for what it is instead of what you want it to be. You know what I mean, bro? Nigga ain't shit, bro. Nigga throwing out that talk, telling me out they finna do this, bro. I'm finna hustle. I'm finna do this, do that, and this and that. Like, nigga can say that shit, but what they actions doing? Like, is a nigga staying in the studio? Is a nigga shooting video? Is a nigga, like, is niggas investing money in themselves? You know what I'm saying? Or a nigga, like, come to want you to come out your pocket. Like, you gotta, everything you gotta just take it for what it is. You know what I mean? Like, everybody around you. You know what I mean? Like, they with you because, bro, they see your vision. They wanna help you. They wanna enjoy this shit and get you there and help you get there. Or they just, the bitches, the jewelry, the cars, the getting high and all that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta record it. Like, you gotta know, like, what you doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you got this nigga doing, can't have this nigga doing. Like, everybody, and, like, that's that whole shit, that partner shit, that hood shit. Like, bro, niggas be like, man, you signed this nigga, signed the nigga, but I ain't even from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this shit ain't got nothing to do with the hood, bro. It's a business, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's a motherfucking business, dog. So it's like,
real shit.
Man, you really just got to stay focused and stay hungry. It ain't no way around that shit, Scream.
Like, with staying hungry and, you know, staying a hustler and all of that, I know that you speak a lot about your grandmother, Ida Mae, instilling those values in you and, you know, stuff like that. So my two-part question to you with that is how did everything that she taught you and everything that she put in you basically develop you as a man, and with dealing with such a strong woman as your backbone, how does that affect your outlook on women?
Damn.
That's a good question right there.
Damn. That's hard.
You
wrote
that down.
Damn.
Damn. That's cool. That's the hardest question ever. Yeah, that's the hardest question.
All of us like, okay.
Because we have been really suspecting some bullshit. Like, what are you saying?
Right.
That shit hard, though. Let's get it. I definitely want to answer that, too.
Damn, why you do a nigga like that, Jay?
You know I love you.
Bro.
Talk to me, bro.
Man, it's like down there, first of all, it's like where I'm from, like everybody was raised by their grandma.
Facts.
Everybody, mom and dad was on bullshit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like everybody, like, it's kind of like she prepared it, like your grandma shit. Especially like my grandma, like, man, she was, man, I thought she was the meanest motherfucker in the world.
Shit was just raw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't get that shit at the time. I'm like, God damn, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all this shit she telling you, you get to seeing this shit. Once you hit about 15, you get to seeing, like, all this shit.
Like, real out here.
Like, you can take this shit and apply this shit. It's like, bro, all this shit, like, this what she talking about. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You get to using all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really, she put, give you the mentality, like, fuck niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
And bitches too, damn near.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, super fuck. So it's like, that shit kind of fucked the nigga
my
up.
My grandma put the wrong shit in me, bro.
It kind of fucked the nigga up. Like, career talk, like, even with female, you get to fucking with female. Man, let a motherfucker not cook breakfast one day or two. Don't let it be 2 days in a row. Like, what the fuck you, know what I'm saying? And like, you expect for a motherfucker, like, hey, you need, like, she supposed to cook.
Yeah,
like, you supposed to grow. Man, you supposed to cook dinner. You supposed to cook breakfast. Wow. Man, you supposed to do every fucking thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like, bro, this little old ass lady did that shit. Why the fuck you can't do it?
For multiple
people.
For a lot of motherfuckers.
Ken Fo now come in from out of town. Fuck the people that just stay here, bro. Like, Ken Fo now
and the neighborhood,
bro. All this shit, bro.
And the neighborhood.
So it's like, Jay, I ain't gonna lie, that's a hell of a question, though. Like, I don't know. It's like she prepared a nigga for life. Real talk, not like that shit. I done used all this shit and got to where I'm at. Like, real talk. To this day, it's like my grandma influenced me so hard. My little boy can down there sit and tell you about a lot of shit that he ain't never even met or don't know nothing about. It just, I just be on his ass, like, how, and like, bro, I be on his ass so much, he be like, well, he just started asking me questions, like, how was your grandma this, and how did she do this, and how did, like, I don't know, man, like, she fucked the nigga up in a good way.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Because
big fact.
Real talk, like, she fucked the nigga up in a good way, like, cause it's like, I don't expect shit from nobody but bullshit.
Yeah. So you can never be disappointed.
I don't want nothing from nobody.
We ain't gotta be friends.
Ain't no friends. Friends not even exist. I don't know how to spell that shit. I don't know nothing about a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, my partners, bro, I had a partner that was, like, my folk was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Drugs, alcohol, and shit. Couldn't do shit for a nigga. Never seen him, no none of that shit. But I had partners, they folks were even more fucked up. Know what I'm saying? Like, they never see their ass at all. Know what I mean? Like, I might see my mom and dad at least every other week or every 3 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks or some shit. My partner and them, like, bro, they like they folks real deal, like, strung out. The shit you look in the movies and see, like, you be like, God damn, like the real deal strung out, like, just...
Damn.
Just bad. My grandma ain't let nobody come in a nigga house. Like, it wasn't no friendship because I ain't no friend shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a company and all that. Hey, my partner, like, yo, friend. He ain't. Bro, you used to say that shit. Real talk about my grandma, my friend finna come out like, you gotta get a whooping for saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
I remember one of my partners started coming over there, and I guess she tuned in to how hard I fuck with him. And then she just seen him for like a couple of days, and I guess she really zoomed in on the day, like, this little boy ain't got no, like, he ain't got no home. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, it's fucked up. Like, she figured that shit out.
Yeah.
She start letting the nigga come, sleep over there, eat over there, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she did a couple of my partners like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because she know
that's hard.
She dealing with us. You know what I'm saying? Me and my two little brothers. So, she like, goddamn, my man ain't fuck with his ass that hard. Like, it's something. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, certain ones, she be like, hell no. Nah. Like, carry your little ass on.
Yeah. End up being a fuck nigga for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
end up being a fuck nigga for real. Like, they know.
What I'm saying? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's them certain ones, she be like, she have a soft spot for her because she see that it's really your partner like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're like,
and they really need that.
All
love,
these niggas like, still around me right now to this day. You know what I'm saying? I done gave niggas jobs, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, they were my whole reason even doing the music shit. I feel like I turn myself up and like I can just really turn everybody up. You know what I mean? Like, bro, come drive. Bro, come
with a
do
purpose.
Anything. Like, yeah. Anything. You know what I'm saying? Besides, mm-hmm. it like, just me being out here by myself, jumping in the industry, act like I don't know nobody, go to Hollywood, go to Cali. I'm a full-fledged rapper and forget all this shit. I just be hearing about niggas dying, hearing about niggas getting locked up. Like, you gonna hear it anyway, but like some of this shit you can prevent.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, like some of this shit you can prevent. And I done did a lot of this shit.
A lot of prevention.
But it's some niggas, it's some, like I got a couple of my real niggas that I love to death, call their mama, they call my mama. Like some of them, you just can't, it ain't no helping them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mean?
Like,
what
it
you
ain't,
mean?
It's just, it ain't no helping them. Some of them, they too fucked up.
They mindset. Dope.
They pee, like some of them, like all the pills got them, all the bitches got them, or they just too, bro, they plucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, they fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Like, nigga, gone. Bro, you can go all the way out for a nigga. Like, you want a nigga to be doing good. You want more for the nigga than a nigga want for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different now. Niggas ain't on. Back in the day, nigga, folks era, it was alcohol and cocaine and shit. Like, now these folks, but these pills and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they letting that shit get the best of them. You know what I mean?
When
you
see that shit. Nigga mental.
When you see that shit, you got to realize that shit. And they're like, man, you ain't finna do nothing but make that your problem. You know what I'm saying? That shit finna stress you out.
Yeah.
If you could change one thing in the rap game, what would it be?
I don't know, but change one thing in the rap game.
The shit you hate the most.
Like, if
about
everybody,
it.
They give everybody a law we can change in the rap game, like for publishing, whatever, anything that you, like, you feel like this shit need to be changed, man. Why this like this?
No dick rhyme, bro.
No dick rhyme.
Why does
dick
everybody fag- say that?
Aggravated dick rhyme charge. Dick bro, that shit at an all-time high, bro. That shit so
real,
bro. That shit, man.
What's dick rhyme, though?
Your definition.
Bruh, y'all know what
dick rhyme. We just asked somebody this, too.
We talk about it the whole season. We trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. That was... Lil Yak and
his
brothers and all right.
Bro, it like everybody I fuck with, everybody I show love to, it like I fuck with niggas because I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy for niggas. You know what I mean? Bro, folks be doing shit for not their reason, like on some, it's be a motive behind everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I want to do a song, or I want to be around, I want to be in the pictures, I want to be like, niggas just be on some dick riding shit.
But you ain't telling what dick riding is. What is it?
We've been trying to
nobody
get to the bottom
of
this.
Nobody want
to
know because I don't know.
What is the definition?
I know it when I see it.
What is the definition of dick riding?
I know it when
it's
I see
the dictionary.
It. We need the dick riding
is
for the people.
Dick bruh. Riding is when
dick biting, dick riding, whatever you want to call this shit. But these niggas be pathetic, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Dick biting, that's a new one.
All this shit, bro. Like, these niggas be, but niggas be plucking. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like,
well, I'm gonna go on my front page and say happy birthday, young dog.
It's some niggas I will.
I don't think it's bad to say happy birthday.
I ain't gonna do it to all everybody.
I ain't finna do that shit. No, you ain't finna lean like it or nothing. Even the comment, I'm saying, like,
you talking about people you don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, nigga. A nigga don't be, I don't know him.
Then, but why you want to act like you don't know the definition of dick riding is then? That's one of them. It's a lot. It ain't no one. All this one thing, like, bro.
I ain't trying to act like I don't know. I know, but I'm saying
that shit, bro.
So is that the same thing for a rest in peace post?
That's clout chasing sometimes.
That's a good
sometimes
one.
Sometimes that's clout chasing.
That's a good one.
That's clout chasing. Sometimes
a lot of people was hurt.
More that shit going on than anything.
Yeah, that's clout chasing.
Clout chasing.
okay.
Like a nigga posting niggas.
But ain't that in the same family though? Dick riding and clout chasing the same.
You saying rest in peace, the nigga dead. He can't ride him. He dead. So you just trying to get some clout off saying rest in peace to the nigga. Like, oh, he fucked. Like, nigga, pull the picture.
But
like,
see,
nigga,
everybody
got a picture in their phone ready to post your ass when you die.
I had to check myself out.
No, I won't take picture with certain niggas. Niggas ready to post you when you die, bro. Like, everybody got their picture. Like, I'm going to post this to him when he die.
Oh, that's fucked up. He telling the truth,
though. I'm telling you, bro. Like, God damn, I didn't know you had a picture with
this,
man.
It's a lot of little foo-foo-ass shit be going on. It's a lot of this.
What's dick riding? No, Dolph definition
some,
of dick riding.
You know how they use the term? Some stuff that's understood ain't got to be explained. I don't think we can define it. I think it's just we just know what it is.
You can give examples, but you can't define it.
Right.
But see, okay, on the flip side of that shit, for our listeners that, you know, have other different opinions, okay, what about the people that posted Kobe when he died? Is that clout chasing?
Nah, hell.
I don't feel like people that posted Kobe and Nipsey. I don't feel like fans. The Kibby
them fans. Yeah. Like, you posted that type shit.
And like a nigga like Kobe, like
I'm talking about like
damn, know what I'm saying? Like it's like dang.
Yeah, that ain't like, hell nah.
Like real talk.
What you talking about?
You talking about the niggas that post that shit and act like they was so close with the nigga. Like damn, my dog gone.
I'm talking about a nigga who posted a nigga who died and then say free the nigga who did.
Okay, that's a whole nother.
But that's not clout chasing though. That's just like some hoe shit.
It's all in the same family. They cousins. Clout chasing, dick riding, whole shit, bitch ass shit.
I'm going to tell you what this shit sound like to me. It sound like we talking about the streets. Mm-hmm. And all this shit is in the streets.
It's in the industry too, though.
All this shit. It's in the industry. The industry ain't nothing but the streets.
True.
Yeah, the industry.
It ain't nothing but the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real talk. Like, that's what this shit sound like. Like, we
got the industry. The rap shit is the streets.
Yeah. I got you. It's all in the same family.
It's too easy now.
It's all in the same family, man. It's all in the same family.
Devouring shit. Do the right shit, you gone viral.
Man, nigga got down a risk it all to go viral. Man. Like, niggas get themselves all kind of charges to go viral. Like, man, these folks fucked up, bro.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
When you think shit like started, like fuck all the way up, like it been fucked up out here. But when you think like what era fucked it all the way up.
I don't know, bro. The internet just been a motherfucker, dog.
Yeah.
Like, this shit went, the views, like, motherfucker used to be like, oh, they just want some attention. Now it's them, their attention, that shit in turns out, they just want some views. Like, they just want views and likes and,
yeah.
Like, people reaching, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're like, everybody see, everybody feel like this shit's so accessible now. You know what I mean? Like, it used to seem like, damn. Damn, how a nigga make it in that shit, do that shit. How a nigga get to the NBA. Damn, how a nigga get on TV, they rapping and shit, putting out music videos, going platinum, buying this, got all this shit. Like, now, where you can get on your phone and DM anybody, look at anybody, what they doing? Like, so it like, it just seemed like it's so easy and niggas are so desperate, you know what I'm saying? And to do anything, bro, to get in that position. Yeah. A lot of folks be goddamn it jealous of motherfuckers like, and envying motherfucker just because shit's so close and you can sit there and look and pull up, see what this nigga doing. But he, oh, this nigga got another chain. I ain't went about there like
talking to Mike, dog. Like, talking to Mike, so nigga, like, dog. What'd you say? What'd you say?
The niggas, yeah, they fucked up, bro.
Like people can really witness your life and just become your enemy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga envy you, bro. Nigga hate you because they see what you doing. You know what I mean? When like, in your business, like, it's just like, the shit be popping like, bro, I had to, I'm like, bro, nigga hate you because you talking all that independent shit, bro. You might need to tune down some. Like, you offending the whole industry. You know what I mean? Because everybody in major deals, bro, like on major labels and signing the labels and all that shit. Like, I know, bro, you need to turn down a little bit on this shit. Then the other little nigga on this show, like, bro, fuck all that shit. That what got you here. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that what got you here, bro. It's your real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bro, you done hustle for this shit. You done grind for this shit, bro. You done lost sleep behind this shit. While you doing this shit, you losing niggas. You know what I mean? You like you losing niggas' friendship. Like, bro, you done went through all this shit. Get nigga, fuck everybody how they feel.
When you tap out, because you be taking like, when you tap out from social media, you feel more at peace. Like, because you'll go away for like a month and don't post nothing. Like, I'm be on your 100. Own shit.
A nigga entertainer, but I like being by myself. Mm. Like, I like peace and quiet. I like, it's like I'm a loner, bro. I do better and come up with shit better and I make money and do a lot of shit. I do everything better, bro, just being by myself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that shit kind of like a problem. Like, my niggas hate that shit. Like, bro, why you by yourself? Why you by yourself? Like, I just don't like being with a lot of niggas. I don't like being around a lot of people.
Mm.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I've been like that since I was a young nigga. And that's how I done got to where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, I mastermind some shit and come up with shit. Like, I know how to run operations and know how to run shit, put shit together. And, you know what I'm saying? Put people in place and I know how to do shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Being around everybody, a lot of people all the time, that shit, you can't, when you gonna think? When you got time to think?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you gonna always need somebody to think for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
We were talking about Mount Rushmore's and we was talking about Atlanta's Mount Rushmore rappers. Who you think is on Memphis Mount Rushmore rappers? I don't know. 3-4 people. I don't know. Whatever the fuck you want to do. What 4 or 3 people would you put on that motherfucker? And yes, like you can include yourself. Yeah. Of course you can include yourself.
I don't know. That's hard. Because it's like, just keep me real. You got to have 3-6 Mafia on that motherfucker.
For sure.
They can be one.
They could be one. You put 3-6 right there. For sure.
Little nigga with three heads.
You put Paul Juice, Pat.
Yeah.
Chat, like, Boo all on.
We can put Crunchy back in the black.
Right.
Yeah, you, like, everybody, infamous, like,
everybody.
You got to put 3-6 on that motherfucker. You got to put, I don't know, it can't, it really, I don't.
You going to put yourself on
do
there.
Do that shit with Memphis.
You going to put yourself on there.
It really depends. Cause let me tell it, goddamn, it'll be Dolph, Paper Out Frank, Flipper, right. It'd be nothing but a whole lot of Dolphs on that motherfucker.
Right.
Cause I did some shit just like they really got the city turned up right now and got the culture like what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But over some overall shit, it like it's hard to say because it's a lot of motherfuckers like this.
What about producers? What producers would you put out there?
3-6. Mm.
3-6 for sure.
Like Paula Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Squeaky.
Squeaky for sure. Shouts to Squeaky.
What about Tay Keith?
Tay Keith for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who is the old school? I forget his name.
Damn. What you talking about?
Start with DJ somebody.
Probably talking about Zerk.
Zerk. Zerk. Zerk kind of came up with that. Not even say came up with the sound, but that's the first time I heard that sound. Like that Memphis kind of.
They before my time, bro.
Okay, I got you. Say less.
Maybe before my time. Like, I came around the
Drummer Boy.
The end of the
So, how far the Orange Mound was, like, from Memphis? Like, niggas was on 8 Ball MJ, didn't down there?
Orange Mound, It's like I'm from South Memphis, brother. Mound 5 minutes away from my hood. That shit like past the light. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And the mound big as hell. You know what I mean? Like a lot of my niggas and shit from the mound.
So like the Bluff and Simpson Road.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay.
But what I'm saying is like niggas don't look at like 8 Ball and MJG down that way, like Memphis niggas, they don't look at them like Memphis niggas.
Like what they go.
Yeah, they do. You know what I'm saying? But Ball and G, it like kind of before my time. You know what I'm saying? Like they
like Outkast to Atlanta.
They want some like some suave shit, pimp shit. You know what I'm saying? And we on retarded shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just keeping it 100. Like, we on retarded time. You know what I mean? Like, the whole, like, the 3-6, the Player Fly. Like, Player Fly mm-hmm. one of them niggas, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Player Fly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but a nigga don't mention Fly name, bro. They hate him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Real talk. Like, Never Heard Gold Teeth, mm-hmm. Crown of Me, all this shit. Green Eye, Ghetto
yeah,
Eye.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fly, he one of them niggas, you know what I mean? And he don't give a fuck. He ain't looking for no setup from nobody. He gonna get on live and snort powder. He gonna, he fly. You know what I mean? You either love him or you gonna hate him.
Yeah. I love him. You know I love you, saying? Fly.
Like, real talk.
So, you know, we hear big facts. We love giving gifts. So, I have something for you.
It ain't no Jada case.
Yes, it is. I knew I was gonna catch you one day outside of the club. So like today was the day I made them for you. So there you go.
Man, JB acting funny with these motherfuckers. God damn, like man, you gotta beg for some of them motherfuckers. Them bitches finna be gone in about 2 hours.
Bro, you finna have a whole world mad at me, I swear to God. I ain't made nothing in like a year.
It
like
don't
a
even
year
matter. This shit ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
Oh, you big.
This shit ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
I don't do the cake no more. Special occasion.
Yeah, I'm on TV.
Hey.
Oh, God.
This shit like crack screen.
Yeah, I heard.
This shit like crack. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Nigga sit up and get high and eat a whole pan of them motherfuckers.
What you putting in them, Jay?
A lot of love.
A lot of love. Okay.
Some sensation of motherfuckers. Some. What the fuck is that motherfucker?
Hey, if you could take back a moment in your life, what would it be?
Talking about just period?
Just one moment. Yeah, period.
Talking about I ain't got nothing to do with no music shit or nothing?
Nothing, just period.
Yeah, whole life, panel. Delete.
I just want to take that moment back.
When my grandma caught me, goddamn it, walked in on me in the backyard doing my thing, that shit just broke my heart. Like, damn, man.
What you mean? Like, did with a customer or something?
I was doing my thing.
Like, with a girl?
No. I was
getting money.
Make some,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, like, that shit just broke my heart, dog.
Because you seen like, that it broke her heart?
Hell yeah, bro. Damn. Like, she just, it like, she know what's going on. I know she know what's going on, but it like, it's a different thing for motherfuckers to see
actually
you.
See
and
it.
Actually see you got Bing right here, the like you just hearing something. She come there like it was an out of house in the backyard. She had a dog, like we had a dog in there. So like, man, going that motherfucker, trying to get my partner shit together. Man, I hear her come out the back door. I try to stuff the shit in my pan. Man, she come the door open. I got no shorts. She like, what the hell you doing there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even stay over there with her no more. Like, I'm just. Like, just having shit over there. Like, she, man, that shit fell through my shoulder and hit the ground, bro. I'm like, man. I ain't gonna lie, that shit broke my heart, bro. She was mad as a motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Mm. She was mad as a motherfucker.
Damn.
I think about that shit all the time, bro. Damn. But, shit, she knew what was going on, though. Man.
But you just feel like, damn. I read it.
I like,
I don't want you
to see it,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
Nah, that's crazy.
I don't know, bro.
So, look, so I like to ask people, like, you know, when we have them on the show, what's one or two or maybe three things that's on your bucket list that you've never done that you want to do before you check out of here?
Oh, bucket list.
Like, you want to jump off Niagara Falls? You want to. Go ride a fucking crocodile in a swamp. Like, what you want to do that you've never done? it's going to take some courage for you to do it because ordinarily you probably never would have done it.
Damn, Jay.
She getting deep today. She getting deep. You get deep on me, Jay. You making me think. I don't need no answer. First thing you supposed to say is you want to make a billion more or whatever. $1 billion. I'm going to help you.
I don't want to say that shit. You don't want that? It's too cliche. Like,
too cliche. All right.
That shit gone. Mm. Like, that a part of life now. You gotcha. Know what I'm saying? Everybody here trying to get $1 billion.
True.
Facts.
Ain't you trying to get $1 billion?
True.
Yeah.
True. True. True.
That shit too cliche.
True. True.
Oh. I don't know, man.
I'm trying to go out of space with Elaine. What the nigga named Elaine?
Elaine. That nigga retarded, man. Who the fuck is Elaine?
That girl rocking with Elaine.
Elaine Musk.
Elaine Musk.
That ain't him that's doing this shit. That's the other nigga, the Jeff Bezos nigga.
All them niggas going to space. They finna get up out here on us.
Straight on them niggas.
They finna leave us here.
Them niggas probably already know what's up.
Oh, yeah, they know what's up.
That shit probably look like goddamn the
little dude. Pretty
that shit look like Beverly Hills Time 10.
Yeah. The prettiest island you ever seen in your life. Like, the prettiest shit.
I'm straight. I ain't let they can go to that motherfucker. No, I'm gonna stay down here. I go.
They ain't got to do nothing but that one time, Faye time back.
Right.
It was going on. Nigga going up through there, man.
We'll pull up then.
Yeah, you talk. Nigga going up through there like, oh, but that the way?
Niggas going to do about 32 PPPs and goddamn get up there and take some pictures.
PPP shit owe it.
Yeah, I think that's a wrap. Yeah. They seeing these niggas there getting locked up. I don't think they. They like, hell no.
I would hope not. I don't know.
I don't know though, Jay. I don't know. It's a hard one. I don't know. I don't like doing a whole lot of extra ass shit. Like, oh, that shit be. I just like chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was, I don't know. I what stick to the script. I don't like going overseas.
You fried.
I don't like going overseas and shit like that.
It's not even like know. A little yeah, pumpkin yeah, patch this, you want to go to or nothing. Like anything?
This ain't like no bucket list shit. I'm just it's a real curious. You ever did a record with Drake?
No.
Okay. Y'all met?
Yeah, man. I fuck with Drake. Okay. No, Drake a Memphis nigga on the slick.
Right. Okay. I hear that.
No, I'm saying that. On the slick here, Memphis nigga.
Shout out to Dennis.
Man, y'all tell little Drake, man, y'all want that doll for Drake, man.
For sure we do.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
You know what I'm saying?
That'll be hard.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
I don't know. I don't know, Jay.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out and save it for next time.
We're going to have to figure, matter of fact, we're going to have to figure that shit out. Y'all just made me realize I'm a boring nigga. Like, bro, I don't even want to do shit.
Oh, man. Work.
What you think got you in that space, though?
Chasing money. All of the shit made a nigga missed out on family reunion, his birthdays. And,
but you
and
did go to Aspen, right? You did take your family to Aspen, right?
Hell yeah, we went to Aspen.
And how was that?
My mom and them in the Aspen Times and shit. They all out there.
Like the Aspen newspaper?
Smoking squares.
Wow.
Shots and shit. And they full shit. Oh, shit. That shit was live, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was live.
So you had fun? You had a good time?
Hell yeah, I had fun. I took my family out there first. We was out there. Then they left. Then the gang came out there. We stayed out there like another 2 weeks. We had a hell of fun out
That's
there.
That's hard.
That shit was hard.
That's hard.
That's super dope. You got a compilation coming. Introduce the homie right here, man. He been sitting back there patiently lurking, you know what I'm saying? Introduce the homie.
Snizzoo. Got Snoop Bass.
Okay. Yeah, he got a hard video out with somebody else.
Is he going to be on the Paper Route compilation?
Hell yeah. He all over that motherfucker. He one of the last artists I signed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He hard as a motherfucker. Like, I'm just, y'all got to get a load of him. I ain't going to lie.
Man, he can't stand right in. In here.
He's in. Did me.
He ain't bushing. Yeah. He ain't bushing.
Cool.
He been cast out here from my neighborhood. Like, he been around, nigga, forever. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't even doing music at first. I just look up. Nigga like, bro, you heard Snoop? Like, you, I'm like, what you mean, Harry Snoop? What he called you or something? He's like, no. He like,
he rapping.
Bro, he bumping. Like, you know what I'm saying? He rap like, hell no.
Yeah.
So when I seen him, I ain't even say shit about the music, no nothing. Like, a couple times. You know what I mean? See, he was going to say something. He ain't say nothing either. You know what I mean? You know how niggas be. You like, I know a nigga hear my shit. I know a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, shit, he just kept putting shit out. You know what I mean? Him and my other boy, him and Woo. And, bro, I'm just looking at this. I'm like, but these niggas hard as a motherfucker. I'm like, bro, I got to sign it. Because it's this shit, bro. Like, bro, everybody from your hood wants you to sign them.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Bro, you got 49 niggas in the hood rapping. You know what I'm saying? Some of them niggas some fuck niggas. Some of them snitching.
Yeah.
Some of them got down just some bitch ass niggas. And some of them solid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the radius of it.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
That's the whole story.
So it's like, bro, like, man, I was like, I can't, you can't deny certain shit, bro. It's like, if I was like, bro, I don't see this shit, it's like I would have been a hater or something.
Facts. Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I see it and I gotta fuck with it, I gotta fuck with it.
And then on top of that, bro, fuck the music, to my little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
So it's deeper than rap. Like, basically, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's on some shit like, bro, oh. Now I know for sure you finna get ready to turn up, bro, and your family finna get out the hood, and bro, you finna make a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, when you wanna drop the compilation?
I did today.
Everybody wanna drop today.
Yeah,
drop.
And I swear to God, man, these young niggas got that slide to stab the booty. We need to drop this shit tomorrow. But that shit take long enough to load up to the damn platform.
That Guwap way though. Yeah. You know, Shawty went mixed neck. Yeah. Gucci went mixed neck. That nigga put that shit out neck neck.
Yeah. Nah, for sure.
Straight out, Shawty, give me that shit. Sit that shit out.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Gucci should be like, dog, a lot of shit, bro. And he be like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, hell no, don't folk watch you. But, bro, you better leave that shit out. That shit gonna get your ass locked up, bro. Man, you better go put that shit out, go to the booth, bro, going woo woo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, John really made me realize, like, bro, man, put that shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, put that shit out. You know what I'm saying? And, like, bro, he used to be saying that shit. Fuck, like, I feel you, bro, but he like, he put emphasis on this shit. Bro, I remember four niggas just came down here when nigga first started coming out and post up. He like, man, I had came out and paid him for a feature. Yeah, hit me back like, bro, you just need to come down here and let's just do some shit. Coming down here back and forth. He like, bro, why the fuck you keep going back to Memphis and shit like that, bro? He like, you ain't doing nothing but flexing on the police. You know what I'm saying? He like, bro, you bushing, bro, you doing all this shit, bro, you cutting up like that, bro, you need it. Bro, you need to be in Atlanta, bro. You need to get around, bro. You need to, bro, Memphis. I feel you, but, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? At the time, I ain't get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't no nigga want to leave home, bro. It's like, bro, this is just where you comfortable at. This was, you at home. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the shit you talking about, bro, like, bro, John wasn't mixing shit. No, nothing. Like, that shit coming out. Like, bro, let's drop a tape. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then, like, all that shit made sense. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
But that's what niggas doing now, though, because the engineers so far these days, the shit already be mixed when they record.
It's done, it's ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shoot that shit out there, man.
Yeah. For real, bro. Shout out to Gucci, my boy.
So.
Most definitely. Final words for the streets, for the fans, for everybody out there, dog. What you want to say to the people? What you want them to know?
Man, stay away from suckers. Stay buster free. What camera pose looking? stay buster free. Just say no to busters.
Say no to busters.
For real, man. That me, bro. Go up on every fuck nigga. Everybody ever doubted you, hated on you. God damn it, man. Piss on them. Shit on them. Do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Because they
be the main one watching you. Like, niggas be looking at you like, damn, bro, this nigga, like, they watch you.
You got fake pay, though.
Mm-mm.
A finsta.
I got boys that got fake pay.
Yeah, you know, bro, they pay.
Nah, like, I done told them to make them motherfuckers.
Yeah, so we see y'all, niggas.
Like, yeah.
Every nigga I know got a fake pay, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Y'all got fake babies? Y'all got fake babies?
I got one to look at.
Oh, okay.
It's one close by. Like, let me see that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, looking at that shit for my shit.
You got
my
access
boy,
to
my
one.
Boy, like, bro. He like, man, you don't be doing. I'm like, hell nah, I'm be stuck. He like, bro, you bullshitting, bro. Look at this. Like, let me see that motherfucker, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Nah, we appreciate you coming through, King.
Hell yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Shouts out, Young Dolph. Paper Route on Big Facts. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank. and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.